Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The UN says the two rival governments in Libya are coordinating their relief efforts to help those affected by catastrophic floods 3 days ago. Tawhid Pasha from the International Organization for Migration told the BBC that both governments in the East and the West had requested assistance from the international community and were liaising with each other. Mr. Pasha also said that bodies from the floods posed many risks.
With dead body management not in place, the likelihood of disease spreading quickly and widely is very, very high. And therefore, when it comes down to this, limited supplies of body bags are not going to be doing the trick. We need to be able to ensure A, identification of bodies for the loved ones of the missing people. Secondly, we need to be able to ensure proper burials.
Outrage is mounting in Greece over the drowning of a passenger who was pushed off the ramp of a ferry by crewmen last week. Leaked recordings of radio conversations appear to reveal racist attitudes among the crew. More now from Camilla Mills.
A video posted on social media last week shows Antonis Karyotis running towards the vessel. Crew members appear to try and stop him before one shoves him three times. He slips, dangles momentarily from the ship's ramp, and then falls into the sea. The vessel's captain and three crew members face criminal charges over the incident. On Wednesday, Greek Ferries staged a 24-hour strike. In a statement, the union said it was protesting against the terrible events that happened on board the Blue Horizon. Greece's shipping minister has resigned over remarks he made following the incident, which seemed to sympathise with the crewmen.
Police in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania have recaptured a convicted murderer after a huge manhunt involving about 500 officers. Danilo Cavalcante had just begun a life sentence for the murder of his former girlfriend. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
Cavalcante's extraordinary crab-like escape from prison 2 weeks ago was caught on security video. It was a route another inmate had used back in May, though he was captured straight away. Cavalcante was on the loose for 2 weeks, staying at large by breaking into homes and stealing clothes and food, as well as a rifle. But police got their breakthrough when a plane detected a heat source on the ground, and at dawn they moved in, a police dog pinning him to the ground.
British police investigating the death of a 10-year-old girl have arrested three of the child's relatives on their return from Pakistan. Sara Sharif's father, stepmother and uncle were detained on suspicion of murder. They left the UK last month, the day before the girl's body was discovered, at their home in southern England. World News from the BBC. A UN agency in Sudan says it's received credible reports about the existence of at least 13 mass graves in and around the city of El Geneina in the western region of Darfur. The UN's Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan said it believed the graves were the result of attacks on civilians by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces and Arab militias. Romania has issued a formal complaint to Russia after drone parts were found on its territory on Wednesday. The military debris, which was discovered 15 kilometers inside Romania, is believed to be from a drone which was used in a major Russian attack on the Danube port of Reni in Ukraine on Tuesday. A British endurance athlete has swum the length of the once highly polluted America's Hudson River to show that waterways can be cleaned up enough for people to swim in. 53-year-old Lewis Pugh spent 30 days swimming the 507 kilometres, wearing only Speedos and goggles. Researchers in Australia have found that male palm cockatoos create their own custom-made tools to tap out rhythms on trees to woo potential mates. Paddy Maguire has more on this story.
The scientists from the Australian National University in Canberra compared designs by a dozen wild birds in Queensland. They found they chose different kinds of drumsticks, usually small branches, some long and thin, others short and stubby. They also sometimes chose seed pods. The birds then whittled the instrument down with their beaks, sculpting distinctive individual designs. They used the drumstick to perform their own unique rhythmic pattern on trees in the hope of attracting a female mate. The scientists say palm cockatoos are the only known species, other than humans, to have developed musical tools in this way.
BBC World News.